At Christmas time, many of us put signs up in our yard that say, this is the reason for the season, that the coming of Jesus is the reason for Christmas. And today in Divine Mercy, the Easter message of God's love and mercy is the reason for the season of Easter. And so, St. Pope John Paul II declared in April of 2000 that today would be Divine Mercy Sunday, a week after Easter Sunday. And this was revealed to St. Sister Maria Faustina in Poland in 1931 between World War I and World War II. Jesus wanted his mercy to be experienced by everyone in the world, everyone that asked him for his mercy. And so St. John Paul said that we would have this Sunday, or declared the Sunday to all the Catholic world, as Divine Mercy Sunday, and so that we would come to learn and receive God's mercy even more. We say at the beginning of every Mass, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy, and Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and that's what Divine Mercy is all about. We say that at the beginning of the Mass because we are preparing ourselves to receive Jesus and the Holy Eucharist. And so Divine Mercy, from the divine part, is God's unfathomable love for us, his compassion and his forgiveness. That's why he died on the cross, to come to forgive our sins and unite us with the Heavenly Father. But that doesn't come with the exception that God's mercy is a free gift to us, and we cannot receive that gift without giving it to others. And so we practice mercy ourselves, particularly by the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. And some of the works of mercy are a little bit easier to perform in everyday life, but there's always a couple that are sticklers that we may have to review, that we may not find ourselves doing as often. I know visiting the sick is one of them, and then bearing wrongs patiently is another that I think about myself, that I have to certainly become better at doing. And so we look at what Jesus gave us. Divine Mercy as a devotion began on Holy Friday or Good Friday, where we started the chaplet of the Divine Mercy, which you are probably all familiar with. We started saying those prayers that prepared us for this Sunday to celebrate the end of the Divine Mercy Novena. And so these prayers recognize and pray for our priests, pray for our government leaders, we pray for the souls in purgatory, we pray for those who wandered from the church, that are devoted to our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament. And all these are part of our devotion, asking for mercy for all of us. On Holy Thursday, Jesus instituted the priesthood so that the sacraments would continue through him from our priests. He also instituted the Eucharist, and on Easter Sunday evening, after Jesus walked with the disciples to Emmaus, he then appeared to the apostles, and he gave him the great gift of the sacrament of reconciliation. And this is the answer to the question that many people have about why do Catholics confess their sins to a priest? And the answer is quite simple. It's because this is Jesus' command in today's gospel, that not only do we confess, but we hear the words given by the priest that Jesus Christ has forgiven our sins. In one of the RCIA experiences I had several years ago, and when we talked about the sacrament of confession and how to go to confession and the anticipation or the anxiety that comes about, one person got up and spoke and said, I can't wait to hear the words that Jesus says, your sins are forgiven. And I never thought about the sacrament being that important to all of us, and yet that's what we hear. So we know 100% for sure that Jesus has forgiven our sins. We have no doubt. And that's what Thomas experienced in today's gospel. He was not at the first appearance of Jesus on Easter Sunday night by design. That was God's design, to strengthen the faith and get rid of the fears and doubts in the apostles. So when Thomas was there the next time, and he looked at our Lord, and he looked at the Lord's wounds, He declared he wouldn't believe until he touched the wounds, and yet it was those wounds that healed the doubt and fear in Thomas and heals the doubt and fear in our lives. And so we know that the apostles were eyewitnesses, the first missionaries of Christ, the first generation of Christians to spread the gospel message, and through the ages that message has gone down to every generation. And now it's our responsibility, it's our generation to send and spread that message to the next generations that follow us. And we need to grow in our faith and learn our faith more to be able to better pass that information on to our children and grandchildren and beyond. And one of the good ways to do that is Father Tim just talked to the ladies with Walking with Purpose, and he answered many of the questions that we have as Catholics. And I would encourage all of us to take the time to listen to what Father Tim's answers are. And so if you go to my parish and go to the homilies, you'll spend an hour listening to Father Tim and many of those questions that he answers and grow in your faith. And so today is Divine Mercy Sunday. The devotions, our consecration to God and receiving His mercy, will be at 2 o'clock at St. Joe's Oratory. And so I welcome as many of you can to join us in celebrating God's divine mercy, and that we have the strength to carry on the mission of being the disciples of Jesus for those to follow us.